King wrote, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." Dr. King's challenge and controversies were racial segregation and all-around discrimination. King stood for racial equality in hopes to escape the horror our naive society had submitted him, his family, and his people to. King's fears were subjecting his people to violence. Although he wanted equality, his morality was far more important to protect. Looking in the face of sorrow and violence, Martin Luther King stood peacefully and protested for equal rights. One huge reason we still talk about Martin Luther King today is due to the fact that in moments of controversy, King stood proud and never hurt a thing. King's avoidance of violence was like poking a bear that never fought back. King's desire was one day having both black and white people walk together like brother and sister. His desire meant loving the very people that were so awful to him and his people. MLK spent his life fighting for peace and tranquility. His desire for justice would be fought, but never at the sacrifice of his soul and morality. Dr. King fought for equality without laying a finger on anyone. Throughout each situation, the segregation and discrimination led him through. Dr. King kept his morals in check, which is why I chose the quote, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in time of challenge and controversy." His words were perfectly portrayed with everything that Dr. King stood for. In each moment, he kept his morals with him. He keeps peace on his side. Dr. King's absence of fighting made him an even more iconic figure in our history, and that is why I feel the quote is especially strong. We all could use to learn from Dr. King's example and stay peaceful in any situation, especially when the situation thrown at us, I could bet, is far less severe than the situations Dr. King faced on a daily. We should easily avoid violence as King did. Although we cannot control others, we can control the situations we put them in. So if you feel like you are antagonizing someone into violence, think about what Dr. King would do and realize avoiding violence also means helping others to avoid the temptations of a violent situation.